Passage 3. When Iraqi troops blew up hundreds of Kuwaiti oil wells at the end of the Gulf War, scientists feared an environmental disaster. Would black powder and the smoke from the fires circle the globe and block out the sun? Many said, "No way. Rain would wash the black powder from the atmosphere." But in America, air sampling balloons have detected high concentrations of particles similar to those collected in Kuwait. Now that the fires are out, scientists are turning their attention to yet another threat. The oil did not catch fire. It has formed huge lakes in the Kuwaiti deserts. They trap insects and birds and poison a variety of other desert animals and plants. The only good news is that the oil lakes have not affected the underground water resources. So far, the oil has not been absorbed because of the hard sand just below the surface. Nothing, however, stops the oil from evaporating. The resulting poisonous gases are choking nearby residents. Officials are trying to organize a quick cleanup, but they are not sure how to do it. One possibility is to burn the oil. Get those black powder detectors ready.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What were the scientists worried about soon after the Gulf War? Question 34. What was the good news for scientists? Question 35. What are the officials trying to do at the moment?